Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. I know this is not the voice you were expecting to hear, but unfortunately, we are experiencing a tiny bit of a technical difficulty. So I will just go ahead and give you the regular shout out until we get Will Johnson and Shannon on air. So remember, if you want to get notifications to all these radio programs on ATP Radio, all you need to do is grab your cell phone and text Will's name, W-I-L-L, to 88202, and you will get notifications and great news. Hold on, everybody. We have Will Johnson and Shannon with us.
Hey, thanks for,
are you guys
thanks
there?
For covering for us, Annie. I'm not sure what happened, but we had some technical issues over here, but we're live and direct. Will Johnson, myself, and my producer, Shannon, is with us. Thank you, everyone. And, yes, Annie is right. You want to get all the notifications. You want to get all the latest and greatest information from America Truth Project. Just get your mobile device and send a text to 88202 and type in Will, and you will get that information.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. We are
Almost Friday. I'm going to be in Georgia Friday, actually. I leave out tomorrow and head to Georgia. And for Saturday, there's a huge event that's taking place in Georgia this Saturday. If you're in the area, please come out and join us. I would love to have a chit-chat with you. Awesome times. But it's kind of disturbing that we have to do this. And I've talked to so many people. I've seen a lot of people completely ignore what is taking place right now. You know, one of the biggest things is that you have people saying that you can't go and have Thanksgiving, or they want to limit the number of people you have at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, many states are doing it. In fact, the CDC has even come out and warned America, do not travel for Thanksgiving.
So it's going to be like the first Thanksgiving where you can – I remember living in California. And I remember one time I was living in Northern California and my family was living in Southern California. And Thanksgiving, I would drive down. I remember one Thanksgiving, it took me – now, typically, it would take me around 5.5 to 6 hours. This one Thanksgiving, I remember it took me almost 11 hours to travel from Northern California to Southern California because of the Thanksgiving traffic. So, good news, everybody. The highways are free.
Well, I mean, that's if it.
But I don't think anyone's going to listen to it.
Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Well,
you know,
there's a few people.
You know there's going to be people that are going to follow in. I mean, listen, I was out yesterday driving down the street and there was a couple, it was just a couple walking their dog, no one else around them. Both of them were wearing masks. Those people will not be traveling for Thanksgiving.
I seen a person ride down the street, windows up, only person in the vehicle and got a mask on.
Yeah. I saw somebody riding their bike down the street.
Now, look, I'm not telling someone that I would never tell someone that you can't wear the mask. I would never say that. I mean, I think everyone should have the freedom to wear what it is that they want to wear. Mm-hmm. I just don't want someone forcing me to wear something that's not, you know, hey, I don't want to put something on my person. You know, if it's something that's not going to, and even if I'm by myself walking down the street, and I'm by my, you know, I don't want someone to come to me and say, hey, you need to put that on. I'm like, I'm by myself. I don't care. That's what we're becoming.
You know,
and it's like Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. It's Thanksgiving. And listen, the left created these mask mandates, right? And now they've created this whole movement in unison to not celebrate Thanksgiving. I mean, listen to some of these headlines. I can't even believe it. Washington Post, Thanksgiving tip, do not gather this year. Okay?
And that's the tip, don't gather.
Fox News reports, too many people over Thanksgiving in Oregon may go to jail, but no sweat if you riot.
Oh, so Thanksgiving this weekend, not this weekend. When Thanksgiving comes up at my house, I'm going to have a riot.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a riot.
Yeah,
so,
some
hey.
People have been saying that. You actually see some pretty funny memes out there saying like, "Hey, listen, if anybody wants a riot, come over to my house."
Yeah, you know what? We're gonna riot. We're gonna tear that bird up. We're gonna tear that bird up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and listen to this. CNN posted how to say no in the name of COVID. How clever are they? Right, and then experts at AP News say note that too many people over Thanksgiving. Oh, that's the same thing, that you may get arrested if you. And also, we know California; they pretty much have said, have they said no more people than 10?
Yeah, the report I saw that said no more people than 10 people can gather in your home for Thanksgiving. As if you know, once you hit 11. Then you can start running into problems.
Yeah, and in Michigan, they said only the people in your household. Like, you're not allowed to invite anybody over. So if you live by yourself, you live by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving.
And you know what it makes me think about? There's a particular country that it seems like they're really trying to take over America, and the Democrats are complicit with it. The Democrats are helping them take over. And you know what? It's just something that this particular country doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving either.
China.
Yeah. Oh, actually, The Hill even said that Biden chimed in on this whole Thanksgiving thing. He said there should be no group more than 10 people.
Mm. Yeah, but then Gavin Newsom he's at an event where there's a whole bunch of people with no mask on.
Yeah, and actually, some of the people were some of these health experts that he looks to give him advice. So it's pretty ironic. And come on now. You think Joe Biden's really not going to have more than 10 people?
Oh, no. Right now they're celebrating something that he believes he has in the bag. So you know they're going to have more than 10. I mean, I guess is Kamala Harris going to join him for Thanksgiving? You know? I mean, think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so now they're projecting Joe Biden in some speech, I guess he had somewhere. He said the president-elect, in his remarks, applauded governors around the country for implementing restrictions to stem the pandemic.
Hmm.
Particularly, he congratulated Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, Michigan Governor Whitmer. He also said it was irresponsible to suggest that Americans should skirt public guidance on wearing masks. He said, listen to this. We're talking about 350 to 400,000 people dying. I mean, what are they doing? Biden said it's totally irresponsible. So he's thinking that if you guys have Thanksgiving, we're going to double the death toll just because of Thanksgiving.
Because of Thanksgiving. But if you riot and go out and loot and
that's
burn
not going
to
double anything.
That's not going to cause any problems.
No.
That's okay.
No.
That is a perfectly fine. But like I said, I'm having a riot on Thanksgiving. We're going to loot the insides of this bird, and we're going to tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, we are.
It's a different story here. 100%. Like, tear the club up, we're going to tear the bird up. But you know what? The biggest thing that gets me is that they're literally trying to crush the American spirit. The American holidays, they're trying to crush it. They're trying to crush everyone to believe that we need to get rid of these American holidays. And like I said, it really points to me. Now, this is just my opinion, okay, for any fact checkers out there that want to fact check opinions. It's just an opinion. You can fact check my opinion, but you need to talk to me about my opinion, okay, fact checkers. But anyways, I truly believe that they're really using this as a mechanism to change what America is, what America is about, the history of America. And I see that as a total takeover and attacking something that we all should be thankful for, that we're thankful for our health, thankful for you know, having our freedoms, the freedoms that we believe we have. Thankful for the family members we do have. Thankful that we have a country to where we can have freedom of speech. You know, that's subject to be questionable too, but we should be thankful for many things.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally trying to take that away from us.
I mean, they want to take away anything good. My question is this. Are people really not going to shop on Black Friday? I mean, do you think that all these liberals are going to say, I'm not going to celebrate Thanksgiving and I'm not going Black Friday shopping?
Oh, no. I guarantee a whole bunch of these liberals are sitting by their computers right now trying to hit the button to buy the new PS5.
Okay, well, don't talk about those people because I just tried doing that too. Gosh darn that PS5. Somebody sent me a PS5. My teenage boy 101, well, boys 101, and I'll tell you what, you could sit there and hit that button for 2 seconds and say, add the cart, and then the daggum thing claps.
Hey, yeah, everyone is trying to get something. You know what? They're not going to stop. I mean, because, you know what, for the left right now, they believe they have a reason to celebrate. I'm serious. They really believe that. And, you know, I heard.
Well,
you,
celebrate
have you
by
heard
sending
Rogers
me a
before? PS5. You heard of PS5. You heard of Marcus Rogers?
Yeah, he put a video
out there earlier today, and I haven't had time to go look at it, but he's such a God-fearing person. He has no reason to lie to anyone. And he made a comment saying that Facebook has changed Joe Biden from president-elect to just candidate Biden on Facebook.
Oh, you because of all the election.
Because of everything coming out. At some point, even though you have, like, I know, I mean, this is all related with them trying to take away Thanksgiving or holidays from us. This is all related because it's all happening right now. Right now they're saying that because what's coming out, like the fact checkers, they're putting out all this information trying to say that he is it. But once it gets reversed, you know, based on what we're seeing, if we follow the law, then all of the information that they put out there would have been totally false. And, you know, the fact checkers aren't going to fact check the people that's putting out the false information because the fact checkers like the false information that they're putting out.
Well, they are the fact checkers.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying, the fact checkers. You made a good point the other day. All of us, we are all independent fact checkers.
Heck yeah, I'm an independent fact checker.
And you know what's wrong with that? They were up on the hill.
Well, that's what we all should be.
Exactly.
We should all, if you read something, we should be able to discern whether something is false or not false.
Right, exactly.
And really, these platforms should give us an opportunity to see both sides and for people to be intelligent enough to go research and find out the truth for themselves.
Oh, see, that's where you make your mistake right there.
But they don't do that.
Intelligent enough, and they know they use that. They use that mechanism right there because they know people are not going to go out and look up the information themselves. So they only want to feed the people, the masses, the information that they want them to believe. Mm-hmm. But we all should be able to be independent fact checkers. Let me decide what I want to believe. If I want to believe in UFOs, let me decide that on my own.
Do you believe in UFOs?
You know what? I'm still waiting to see one, but I don't have no reason to disbelieve it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
My point is, let me be the decider on what I want to believe.
Right.
Don't force me to believe something that you're telling me.
Well, that's interesting because today Giuliani had a press conference, him and the some of the lawyers that are investigating or part of the fraud investigation of a vote. And it pretty much was kind of like, you know, this is what we have. They haven't, of course, showed evidence right there, but they said, you know, pretty much this is what we have, and this is some of the evidence that we will be showing, right? And it's funny because all the left, after the news conference, right, then all the left came out fact-checking Giuliani and Trump's legal team's wild press conference. In fact, MSNBC, one of its commentators said, Rudy Giuliani's press conference is an SNL skit of sorts. I mean, just totally mocking. Like, they aren't even, you know, there's tons of affidavits out there. There's tons of evidence. It's actually overwhelming how much has come out. And yet CNN, MSNBC, all these leftist news channels won't even give it a thought. They don't even, I mean, they're like, oh, fraud is very limited, even though when Trump won, it was like, oh, Russia collusion, huge thing, fraud's terrible. The now it's like, oh, we don't believe in fraud, there's no evidence. When there's more evidence to voter fraud now than there was Russia collusion.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I put a comment out on Twitter asking, if the GOP said that the Russians interfered in the 2020 election, would the Democrats agree? And I put it out there as a poll. I mean, seriously, think about that. They would say, no, Russia didn't. So now Russia's not involved. But in the 2016, where Russia wasn't involved then, the fake dossier and all that came out. But they were involved.
Yeah.
And they're still pushing that same narrative. It's but
that,
now all of a sudden, mm-hmm. it's a different story.
It's really funny because the Russia collusion thing was actually a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they'll never admit that they do conspiracy theories, but they 100% do conspiracy theories more than the right does. But yet, today, Politico, after Giuliani got done with his conference, they came out and said that Trump's lawyers were cranking out conspiracies as legal challenges implode. I mean, this is how the left works. They all work together in unison, in a united front, saying that they're crazy, there's nothing there.
You know what?
When they have overwhelming evidence in their face, the one lawyer, Sydney, what's her last name? Sydney. I'm sorry, it's escaping me right now. But she pretty much said, listen, I wouldn't come out here and say that there's voter fraud unless I can 100% prove it.
Unless you have tangible proof.
She's 100% going to come out and prove this fraud. I don't know. You know, it's funny because you get really discouraged listening to the CNN news because you sit there and they make it sound like Trump.
Well, I mean, even Fox News, none of them are talking about what we're all seeing. They're all completely ignoring it. Saying that it's not happening, it's not real. And, you know, you see that frequently. At least I do. They have tangible information, a video showing it, and Rudy Giuliani was on point. He said, what are the odds, and I'm paraphrasing here, what are the odds of these different poll stations in different states, all of them decide to shut down the poll station and tell everyone to go home or we're going to shut it down for an hour or so. And in between that time, when they shut it down, all of these ballots show up for Biden, and no one knows how they got there. And then at the same time, they were not allowing Republicans to view the ballots being counted in multiple stations. Was it just a coincidence, or was it coordinated?
Oh, absolutely. How could everybody, same time, same night, same everything, do the same thing and not be coordinated at some point? I mean, what are the odds of that? Right? Love that. But in our chat, one listener said, you should watch COVID-19 genocide and 5G video by Claire Edwards, formerly of UN. Some video, you might want to Google that. Once again, COVID-19 genocide.
If you can find it on Google, because they have the whole thing, too, is shutting down information from allowing people to make their own decision, as if we can't, as if the American people are not capable of differentiating what is right and what is wrong.
Well, I have to tell you, I only got the tail end of Giuliani's press conference, and I was trying to go back and watch it. I can't find it anywhere. If somebody could send us a link, that would be great.
You know why they do that, right?
Of course they want to.
Yep.
You know, they want to.
The less information you have, the better they can control you, and you can't make a solid decision on what is actually happening. Mm-hmm. There's a coordinated effort between the big tech companies and the mainstream media to convince everyone that nothing happened here when there's videos of the information that they're preventing people from seeing. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier. If I was someone that was on supposedly the winning side and I found out that the mainstream media and the tech companies were hiding information from me, I would be upset. Like, why are you not allowing me to see this information? To give one example, when I was in Pennsylvania at one of the voter stations, the one that they put up the boards for the people couldn't see, when I was there, I asked this black male, did you hear about Joe Biden saying that if you have a hard time deciding between me or Trump, you're not black. He said, Joe Biden never said that. Because if Joe Biden said that, we wouldn't vote for him.
Well, that just shows they're uninformed. They really don't know what they're voting for.
Oh, my goodness.
They're voting for who the media and social media has told them to vote for. They've bought in to the liberal agenda.
And
Trump
you know
is
what?
Bad. We are good. Let me tell you what. The Democrats are all about big tech, millionaires. It's crazy. I was reading. I need to find that article. I actually was reading an article where they were saying all the people that Biden is adding to his administration. Let me tell you what. These people are nothing but millionaires.
Mm.
And I had seen it. They were all white men.
Millionaires and billionaires.
There was white men, all the men I saw. So
millionaires and billionaires. And you know what? It's just like right now with Thanksgiving. You know, I remember, you know, last year and the year before that, and even the 2016 election, how I was so happy that President Trump won. And just me personally, you know. And I was happy that, you know, and not knowing that we were going to see all the stuff that we saw in the past, you know, 3 years. But what was really taken back to me is that I didn't go on social media, and I wasn't saying, nah, nah, you lost, nah, nah. I didn't do any of that. Didn't have to. You see those on the left right now, they're saying you lost, get over it, you lost, get over it, just completely nasty. Now, I'm not saying that Republicans didn't do that, but you didn't see it as much as you do those from the left. They're all celebrating the fact that that took place, you know, or would supposedly have taken place. But like I said earlier, even Facebook has retracted or changed what they're calling Joe Biden. That's huge because you can't avoid the truth. You can't avoid it. You can avoid it as much as you want to, but it's not going to go away. The truth is not going to go away, and you can avoid it as much as you want. But now it's starting to look like, because of all the lawsuits and all the information coming out and all the affidavits that they have, that it's really on the up and up about changing. Even now, and they're finding all of these ballots in multiple states. Oh, look at this. There's a whole bunch of ballots that were never counted. Oh, look at this. And this so happened to be there for President Trump. Why weren't they counted in the first place? Questionable, right? But then they want to count all these other ballots, and even the ones that they postmarked the day after, or even 2 days when they get received them 2 days later, they want to postmark those. So it just makes you wonder, when does it all end, and what is the final outcome of all of this? What's the country going to look like in January, come January 20th?
Oh, wow. One person just sent me a text that said, Facebook changed President Trump's page on Facebook from president to political candidate.
Really?
He's still president, people, until January 20th. What do we, you know, this is, you know, and President Trump actually tweeted a couple hours ago. He said, evidence of voter fraud continues to grow, including 20,000 dead people on the Pennsylvania voters roll and many thousands all over the country. And at the bottom of his tweet, it says this claim about election fraud is disputed. They put that on every single one of Trump's tweets on Twitter. It's disputed. Not unproven, not false. They're saying it's just, come on.
Well, they changed Biden's to a politician because originally they had him as president-elect.
Oh, is that right?
They changed his to politician. And they have President Trump as political candidate. That's, you know what? That's totally, totally despicable.
Yeah, they just sent me a screenshot of it.
It's a total disgrace. It's a total disgrace. He is the sitting president of the United States. Nothing changed about that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how rude. You know what? It's funny that that they just went in there and changed his Facebook page. Even, you know, when you were live the other day, I go in to Will's. Sometimes we do have moderators in there, but sometimes I'll go in there and just check and make sure everything's good and respond to certain people. And there was actually a message deleted by a Google moderator. It actually said Google moderator in
this
your
is
YouTube
on
chat.
YouTube.
And I was sitting there going, there's another moderator here? This is crazy. I mean, it was crazy. I've never seen an outside source. I mean, we know they're there, right? We always say they're watching us, they're doing this, they're doing that. But when they boldly show up and it shows them deleting comments or filtering our chat, it was crazy.
Do you remember what the comment was?
The guy said something, you know, I asked the gentleman because
about
I didn't.
About being sad?
Yeah, or? He was sad about something that was happening in America or something or other. Because I didn't even get to see it. You know, I just saw that it was deleted, and I saw who it was, which person they deleted, and I asked him, I said, what did you say? And he just kind of vaguely said, he said something about being sad, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know.
So we'll never know, really.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll never know, really. It's President Trump has 34 million followers, and it has blatantly changed his page to whatever it is that they want. He is the president of the United States.
I mean, this is crazy. These people have too much control. You know what? I don't know if any of you watched the Senate hearing the other day. I was quite proud of some of the Republicans that really stood up against Facebook and Twitter. Something needs to be changed. These people are obviously one lying. I mean, I don't know. I think Zuckerberg, something was going on with him. He kind of just looks like he's in shock when they ask him anything. He's almost like frozen robot, you know? And you could tell he's been coached.
Yeah.
What to say, very vague, not answering questions, very evasive. Oh, I don't know. Oh, this, oh, that. Oh, we'll respond later. And it was crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised when he was up on the Hill this past couple of days ago where they were asking Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey questions. If, you know, on the other side of the camera, behind the camera, I would not be surprised if Mark Zuckerberg had a team of lawyers there, you know, flagging him to answer what not to answer. They probably had a sign up and said, we'll get back to you, you know, telling him what to say. I'm serious, because they were asking him, so they said, why are you here under oath? They were asking him the question. And we have some of that. I'm not going to play all of it, but I like to play some of it because this is what Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz, he pretty much drilled the Democrats on them not acknowledging how serious this is. Seriously, because – and they're saying they're on the side of the big tech companies talking about the Democrats about censoring free speech.
Absolutely. I mean, they even straight up asked them, are you a publisher? And they said no. Then why are you acting like one?
Yeah, they're 100%. And the Section 230, they said – I hadn't heard them say it in the past. Some people said that they have, but I haven't heard them say it in the past. They said they're actually going to change Section 230, and they're going to label these businesses as publishers because they've taken it too far. They've gone too far. You can't – I mean, so the whole point of the Section 230, the way I understand it, is that people can go on to the platforms and have free thought, say what they want to say without being retaliated against. Well, they decided what you can say and what you can't say, and then they introduced all these third-party fact-checkers, which happen to be all left-leaning, mind you, to say that they're just doing it to make sure that people don't put out misinformation. Let me say this. If someone wants to put out misinformation, so what? So what?
Well, CNN
Leave
does it
up.
All the time.
CNN, that's
so
all
does
they
MSNBC.
Ever put out. Yes.
So does Politico.
But my point is, if someone wants
Washington
to put State. Out false information, let them put it out there. Let people, the American people, are not that dumb to believe everything that they're being told.
Half the country.
Well, I don't think – I think –
that I dispute that. Yeah. I'm an independent fact checker. That's a lie.
But listen to some of Ted Cruz here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Facebook and Twitter and Google have massive power. They have a monopoly on public discourse in the online arena. I will say it's dismaying listening to the questions from our Democratic colleagues because consistently the message from Senate Democrats is for Facebook and Twitter and Google to censor more, to abuse their power more, to silence voices that Senate Democrats disagree with more. That is very dangerous if we want to maintain a free and fair democracy, if we want to maintain free speech. There was a time when Democrats embraced and defended the principles of free speech. There was a time when Democrats embraced and defended the principles of a free press. And yet there's an absolute silence from Democrats speaking up for the press outlets censored by big tech. There's an absolute silence for Democrats speaking out for the citizens silenced by big tech. Instead, there is a demand use even more power to silence dissent, and that's a totalitarian instinct that I think is very dangerous. At the same time that big tech exercises massive power, it also enjoys massive corporate welfare. Through the effect of Section 230, a special immunity from liability that nobody else gets, Congress has given big tech, in effect, a subsidy while they become some of the wealthiest corporations on the face of the planet. Mr. Dorsey, I want to focus primarily on Twitter and ask you initially, is Twitter a publisher?
Is Twitter a publisher?
Yes.
No, we are not. We distribute information.
So what is a publisher?
An entity that is publishing under editorial guidelines and decisions.
Well, your answer happens to be contrary to the text of federal statute, particular Section 230, which defines an information content provider as any person or entity that is responsible in whole or in part for the creation or development of information provided through the Internet or any other interactive computer service. Let me ask you, was Twitter being a publisher when it censored the New York Post?
No, we have very clear policies on the conduct we enable on the platform. And if there's a violation, we take enforcement action, and people choose to commit to those policies and to those terms of service.
Except your policies are applied in a partisan and selective manner. You claim it was hacked materials, and yet you didn't block the distribution of the New York Times story that alleged to talk about President Trump's tax returns, even though a federal statute makes it a crime to distribute someone's tax returns without their consent. You didn't block any of that discussion, did you?
Our policy was focused on distribution of the actual hacked materials.
Did you block the discussion of the president's tax return material?
And in the New York Times case, we interpret it as reporting about the hacked materials.
Did you block Edward Snowden when he illegally released material?
I don't have the answer to that.
The answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is no. You know, they deliberately target conservatives, those on the right, 100%. And Jack Dorsey and even Mark Zuckerberg, all of them, act like they're just completely oblivious to it. And when they're complicit. And I would say, I would go as far as saying that they're all working together, coordinating together to make sure that President Trump does not win.
Oh, they even brought that up, that there was a coordination. And they kind of, Zuckerberg kind of tried to deny it a little bit. But of course there's a coordination.
He said they were talking. Well, you can't stop peers from talking to each other.
Yeah.
We actually encourage them to talk to between each other. There's a whole thing between the three companies, Twitter, Facebook, and Google, to shut down conservative speech.
Yeah, that description of what a publisher is by Ted Cruz perfectly fit what Twitter and Facebook are, and I believe we should hold them accountable. And honestly, I wonder if once we hold them accountable, if they will start getting sued more often. They need to be held accountable.
Yeah, they need to be held accountable. I don't think, you know what, my only biggest issue about all of this is that they have been up on the Hill before, and they've been talking to Congress before, and they said they were going to provide information to Congress before, and it's still the same thing. It's like a revolving door. Nothing's changed. None of it's changed, and it's like it's not going to change. It's really disturbing to me. So let's do this. Let's put the number out there, and let me remind everybody, if you want to get the information from America Truth Project, please get your mobile device and send a text to 88202 and type in my name, Will, W-I-L-L. And you will get information that you will not get from anywhere else, unless you come to my website too. But there's information that they have that you don't get from anywhere else 100%. And that number, again, is 88202, and just type in Will. So we do have a call-in number if someone wants to give us a call. And you can leave chats. If you have a question in the chat, you can leave a question there as well. Shannon, what is that number for people to call in if they want to call in and talk to us?
It is 516-595-8069.
One more time.
516-595-8069.
Awesome, awesome. So if you want to give us a call, please dial in and give us a call, and you will be connected with us. Or if you just want to post a question, post that question within the chat, and that will get relayed to us, and we will do our best to answer it.
Yeah, I want to bring up one thing, and I know you've been busy this morning. You did some other shows. Did you read about the National, National Education Association? They have this war on white people. And the National Education Association is one of the largest teacher unions in our country. And they are one of the biggest contributors to Biden's campaign. In fact, Jill Biden even thanked them for contributing and helping them. Of course, it was a victory speech in sorts, so they were thanking them for helping them win the election, even though they haven't won anything as of yet. But it's so bad in New York, this agenda that they have, okay, that Megyn Kelly, you know, she has her own radio show.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually pulled her children out of the New York City schools. Of course, her kids go to a collegiate school, but she pulled them out of the school because of this agenda being pushed onto the kids. And this isn't just happening in New York, right? This is happening all across America. I want to read to you some things that I have in here. They sent a playbook, essentially, to the Bidens, right? This is after they contributed to their campaign, after they've been thanked. In fact, Joe Biden said, with the help of AFT and the NEA, which is the National Education Association's help, we won this election. That's a tweet that she put out there, right? So I'm going to read this to you, and I kind of want to get your take on it.
Go for it.
So it says, this is the playbook. It says, with the Biden and Harris administration, we have new opportunities to implement policies at the federal level that will benefit the lives of our students and educators locally. New relief funding will help our schools overcome the immense hurdles created by COVID-19. Fixing the public service loan forgiveness program will get educators the debt relief that they are promised and ease teacher shortages. Racial inequalities caused by decades of unjust funding, white supremacy, and anti-immigration policies will begin to be corrected. Let me just say one more thing. In this, one of the things they said is they want to ICE. Okay? You know ICE, immigration.
Basically abolish ICE.
Right. It talks about packing the courts with liberals. It talks about curbing school rules such as zero tolerance. I mean, this is a teacher association, education association, wants to implement all these things in our schools. How do you feel about that?
It's disgusting. It reminds me of Marxism at its ground roots, right? One of the things, and communism as well. that they indoctrinate the children. And once they indoctrinate the children, these children become adults, and then they'll have all of these ways about them. This is this America?
I don't, you
is
know,
this still America?
It's is overwhelming, it? Actually, because let me tell you what, they feel empowered now, right? And we talked about before the election that Joe Biden would be the puppet. And these people are coming out of the woodwork saying, you know what, puppet, it's time to pay the piper. You have Black Lives Matter that's giving their list of demands. You have the National Education Association saying you have our list of demands. And they're expecting Joe Biden to cooperate. I mean, listen, we got you there.
Yeah, you're right. They're expecting Joe Biden not to say anything. And Joe Biden
not
won't
to say anything.
They
want him to pay up. They want him to
Well, you know what? What I'm saying is that Joe Biden, when they ask Joe Biden for these demands, he's not going to say anything. He's just going to do it. He's going to give them their demands. He's going to basically give the demands to domestic terrorists, my opinion. I mean, because Antifa, BLM, I consider them, as a black person, I consider BLM and Antifa a domestic terrorist organization operating within inside the United States of America. They are, I consider them, the foot soldiers for the Democrat Party.
I'll even go further than that. I think the Democrat Party is domestic terrorists.
I would agree, because all of the, they get all of Antifa and BLM to go out and riot, and that's okay. Remember Thanksgiving, it's okay to riot if you want to have more than 10. But let me touch on this a little bit too. Okay, what's that number? Give the number out one more time for people
okay.
that miss.
Yeah, if you want to call in, we got about, 18 minutes? The number is 516-595-8069. Once again, 516-595-8069.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on. But let me talk about this. There's a so in Georgia right now, they have the whole the Senate thing, right? There's two seats in Georgia where they're trying the Democrats are really trying to get those two seats. If they get those two seats in Georgia, that means that the Democrats will control the House. Nancy Pelosi, she just won the leader of the House again. And then,
I don't get that.
And then if that's the case, if they are successful in getting the Senate, that means that Chuck Schumer will be over the Senate.
What a nightmare.
Oh, my goodness. And then if Harris Biden's in the White House, that doesn't even look like America. But anyways, one of the guys that's in Georgia that's running against a Republican there goes out and makes a statement. This is a black male. He's a black male, and he says that Trump supporters need to repent. Y'all hear this? Trump supporters need to repent. Now, I want you to listen to what he says Trump supporters need to repent of. Listen to this.
If it is true that a man who has dominated the news and poisoned the discussion for months needs to repent, then it is doubly true that a nation that can produce such a man and make his vitriol go viral needs to repent. No matter what happens next month, more than a third of the nation that would go along with this is reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness on full display this season.
Did y'all hear that? Now, I'm going to take that back again because, see, this is a black man telling people they need to repent of their whiteness. Basically, and they're in the church telling Trump supporters that they need to repent based on the way God created them. Do you hear that? In a church.
Reason to be afraid. America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness.
And how many people are worshiping whiteness? I mean, who's doing that? The only people that I know that are stuck on color are those on the left.
You know, I heard one person, I believe when you were in D.C., it might have been Mike Magnificent that said it. He said, what party, you know, at the beginning of the Democrat Party, they were always talking about race and division. And guess what they're still talking about?
Race and division.
Race and division. They still conjure up division in this country. Their tactics have not, well, they haven't changed. Their tactics have changed, but the core of the Democrat Party has not changed. It's so sickening that this guy might be in the Senate, or, I mean, he's in a runoff. He's in a runoff with Kelly Loeffler. She's the incumbent, of course. I mean, this Democrat is, I mean, she didn't get 50% of the votes, and neither did he.
And he's coming with messages like this, telling people that they need to repent for their worship of whiteness.
Right. Can
now,
you imagine?
Who's worshiping whiteness? Now, could we turn around and say the same thing? Because they're worshiping blackness when they say Black Lives Matter, and they don't want to say all lives matter. Are they not worshiping blackness? I'm confused on that.
Well, that's what they want us to do. They want us to worship. You know, they should just be pushing the agenda of unity, all Americans. Once you start being divisive and putting people in certain certain categories, that's being divisive. It's crazy. I'm trying to see.
It is 100% divisive.
Okay, listen.
That's
so
what Democrats do.
In the election on November 3rd, the guy that you just played actually got more votes than Kelly Loeffler did. He got 32% of the vote at 1,615,000. She only got 25% of the votes at 1,271,000. So it's pretty scary. I'll tell you, looking down the ticket, there's quite a few people running for this. I guess they don't have like a top two in Georgia because a whole bunch of people were running. A lot of Democrats were running. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Democrats were running for the seat and 4 Republicans were running for the seat. So you know what? If all those Democrat votes shift to him, he will win. I'm looking at this on Ballotpedia if anybody's wondering.
It's pretty scary. It's pretty scary. And for someone to have such hatred, rhetoric, can be a member in the Senate. This is what our country's become. Mm. And you know what? People have done so much to get away from all of that hatred, and they keep bringing it back. Bringing it back, it's like they don't want to let it go. It's like they thrive on it almost. I'm like, this should not be the America that we're seeing. And I hate to say this. And I'm calling it right now. If they get the House of Senate and Kamala Harris, Biden, this country is done. The country will never come back. It'll never come back. It will never, ever come back.
Yeah, I'm speechless. You know, the media and social media has done the job that they set out to do. Even with the election and trying to steal the election, they've done what they set out to do. I'm really glad that half of America woke up.
Well, you know, I think more people woke up than half. You know what?
Right.
Everyone keeps saying half because they see the numbers between Trump and Biden. People say half, but I'm questioning.
You're right. Absolutely.
I'm questioning.
If we take into account all the dead vote, fake vote.
I mean, and that's been proven. It's not even a secret. It's not even a conspiracy.
Yeah.
They have proven people that, you know, have been deceased for many years voted in this last election cycle. And am I wrong for asking how in the world were they able to do that? A lot of people have been trying to talk to the dead for many, many years from the beginning of time. Can we connect with the dead? Can we talk to the dead? We can't do that, but they can vote.
Democrats can.
Oh, I guess so. Democrat. I mean, seriously, they got the magic.
They talk to dead people.
Yeah, they got that magic. I'm not sure how they're able to communicate with them. And it just so happened that all dead people vote Democrat. How does that work? How does that work?
Yeah. I don't know. This is going to be interesting, this runoff race in Georgia, which is one reason why you're going to Georgia, not only about the recounts, but also about the Senate race. Will be at the Capitol in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday. The event starts at 12 p.m. if you want to meet him there and help with this fight.
Yeah. And if you are listening right now, or if you listen to this podcast later on, let me know that you were listening to it when we meet me in Georgia. I would love to know. Let me know that you were listening here and that's where you got the information from. So please join us. And on top of that, if you want more information, get your mobile device, type in 88202 on the text and type in WHEEL, and you will get more information. More information, not about the Georgia, but you'll get information that you need to know about. You know what? That brings me to something else. I was having a conversation. I was on another broadcast earlier today, and it was a black liberal and a white liberal I was having a conversation with. And they put me in the middle, right? But anyways, I was sitting there having a conversation with them. I said, you know what? If I was a liberal Democrat and I found out that the big tech companies and the mainstream media – let me back up. We always talk about the censorship. Like right now, I'm willing to bet – you know, the Facebook and everywhere, well, Facebook primarily, where we posted this event that we're doing right now, the podcast. It's out there right now. And I can look at it, and it's gotten a little bit engagement. A little bit engagement. Now, my producer actually posted it on there. We have 294,000 people following my Facebook page. 294,000. And it's only telling me that 2,000 people, it only reached 2,000 people. How does that happen? How does that happen? Shouldn't it be up to the people to decide if they want to see something or not, or if they see it, they can just keep scrolling, right? Leave it up to them. So the censorship of conservatives is 100%. Now, what I was getting back to, if I'm a liberal Democrat and I found out that the tech companies, along with the mainstream media, was holding information back so that I could not see it, I would be upset. I would be upset. And when I was on talking to the resident liberal, the white liberal and the black liberal, they got upset with me saying that they were too dumb to realize that they're not even getting information.
Yeah, that's
the
whole problem.
And I'm like, you said it, not me.
That's the whole problem, though, Will. They don't know that they're not getting the information.
And I brought that up, too. I said, you're not aware. Well, he took offense to that, saying that I was calling him stupid because he wasn't aware that he's not able to receive that information. I said, what it is, they're making sure. What it is, they're making sure that you remain low information.
Yes, they want you to be dumb.
Yes.
So, yeah, you should absolutely be insulted by that.
If I was a progressive Democrat, I'd be highly upset. Why won't you let me make my own decision? Well, you know, what I come to find out.
But they're okay with it.
Well, yeah, they are okay with it. He didn't have no issues with that. But what I found out is that you have the left, those on the left believe, this is what they, and I have some of them even tell me this, that they know what's best for all of us. They don't even have all the information themselves, but they know what's best. How does that work?
I know, but, you know, I want to an article just hit our United America First page by one of our writers. It's a little bit more information on that story about Megyn Kelly, who I just previously told you removed her children from the school district in New York City. The article says that Megyn Kelly announced that she will be removing her children from their schools and moving out of New York City following an anti-white letter that circulated through the school faculty. The letter was written by Nalia Weber. Once again, this article is on UnitedAmericaFirst.com. The executive director of the nonprofit Orleans Public Education Network circulated through the faculty and a diversity group at the private school her two sons go to. It alleged that white school districts across the country, get this. This is what the letter said. You ready? Are filled with future cops, future killer cops.
Oh, my goodness. Killer cops.
Killer cops. That means white people killing black people. You understand, right?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
This is America under Biden Harris, people.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And you know what? The black, and when I was talking to the two liberals earlier, they brought up this thing saying that, you know, black people are being killed at an alarming rate by police officers, which is not true. That's what they've been told, and that's what they've been told to believe, and yet they believe it. And I said, and they said, well, we got to bring awareness to it. That's why they're saying BLM, Black Lives Matter. And I said, so if we're talking about Black Lives Matter, can we talk about the black lives that are being killed in the black neighborhood? And he said, that's a different topic. I said, wait a minute. Are we not talking about black lives? Are you, what black lives are we talking about?
To be honest, they know. They know. Most blacks are killed by blacks. It's just the way it is, and it's unfortunate. Most babies, one reason why their population has remained at 13% in America for such a long period of time is because they kill each other and they kill their babies. Their decision, their culture, what they do to themselves has nothing to do with cops. And not all cops are white, so you can't say white cop killers. Cop killers are every single ethnicity across America.
Basically saying that they're breeding white supremacists in the KKK in the police department. That's exactly what they're saying.
We know there's problems, right? There's problems at every single level. I mean, you want to talk about discrimination. Now, the very party that says they don't believe in discrimination or treating anybody different because of race, color, gender, religion, ideology, whatever, all of a sudden are advocating for discrimination of conservatives and anybody that thinks different than them. You understand the hypocrisy? These people are not about unity. These people are not about treating everybody the same. They're about you do what we want you to do or you're going to be exiled.
Yep. That's exactly it. And on top of that, before we go out of here, we'll leave on this note. The Democrats, the Socialist Communist Democrat Party, has already said that they want to single out Trump supporters that were outspoken for President Trump or anyone that was a president that worked under the administration to make it to where they can never, ever hold another job again. Do you hear what I'm telling you? If they find out that you're a Trump supporter, they want to make sure that you can't even get a job to pay for any your light bills, to pay your mortgage, to pay for food, you take care of your children. They literally say that. And they're creating a list of people that they want to make sure never, ever work another day in their life. And it's all because of socialism.
Yeah, how do you do that and call for unity at the same time?
Yeah.
I want them to answer me that.
Yeah. Well, it's unity under what they believe.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. Final words, Will.
Final words is I will be in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, this Saturday at noon. If you can't get there, get there, get there. Show your support for this country. Show your support for freedom. Show your support for fair and open elections, because that's what we all want. That's what we all want. And, again, get your mobile device and text Will at 88202. So type in 88202, and then in the message of the text, type in WILL, and you will get information from American Truth Project, which you most definitely need to get it. Get it, get it. Do it now. Do it now. Okay, everybody. Will Johnson Shannon signing off again. We'll see you next Thursday.
God bless America.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.